Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to third. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Toth covering. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Toth and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth bunts towards first. Fairley catches it and throws to Gilliam, who tags Bertel for the double play. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Toth covering. Safe. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davis steals second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski strikes out. 1 out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davis scores. Drysdale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Drysdale moves to third. Wills moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Drysdale scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rosboro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rosboro. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Rosboro and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis is walked intentionally. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trusiewski hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Toth is 0 for 1 in the game. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drysdale strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Wills moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Rogers, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davis bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Trusiewski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trusiewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drysdale hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum strikes out. 2 outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Don Elston. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Jim Brewer now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 4 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing right field. Frank Howard now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubs strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.